lovely seeing the sewing machines today, and they remind me both of my mother and my grandmother, as for so many people, that the black and the gold, both of them had those machines. My grandmother's was a manual one and had a lid just like the one at the end, and my mother's was an electric one. And again, just seeing the green and red box with sewing, with Singer sewing, that's very evocative for me. My own sewing journey took place both at home and at school. At school, we did cross stitch and so on in the lower years. And then by the time we got to our last year at primary school, after all our tests were out of the way, we made a dress and a scarf, which I still have. And then at secondary school, the first 2 years, we used to be given a pattern number and told to go down to Helis in Reading to the dress fabrics department and buy the fabric that went with it. And the first year, because we were learning how to put in zips and how to line a garment, we made this hideous thing, a tweed skirt and waistcoat. And then the following year, we made a pinafore dress, which were quite fashionable in those days, so that was quite nice. My first sewing machine was a child's one of the chain stitch ones, and I used to make dolls' clothes on that. My grandmother made clothes for my dolls, so I think she must have helped me learn how to do that. But I made a pinafore dress that matched the pinafore dress that I'd made for me at school, and then took this doll into school with me in its pinafore dress, which at 13 was probably a bit embarrassing. But anyway, so that was my first sewing machine. I then had my first proper sewing machine on my 21st birthday. And one of the first things I made with it was a cat suit for my ballroom dancing partner, which had to be quite well fitting, and he lost a stone in weight between when I first started it and finished it, so it all had to be taken in, which was a bit difficult. So I also used to make lots of soft toys, so watch out for your teddy bears, because I used to look at the soft toy and work out the pattern pieces from them and take them to pieces and see how they were made. I do both, started in my 20s, and now I make a lot of things for charity fundraising. So, and I use whatever size of fabric, so whether it's sort of an inch by an inch or whether it's bigger, so, but things that I can use on a sewing machine. I also do a lot of craft work as well. So again, the small pieces of fabric I do actually use. I don't think there's any piece that's too small. So my sewing machine used to go everywhere with me. So if I was going to my parents' house, I would take it with me and my sewing would go with me. They used to be called portable, but were very, very heavy. I now have a more modern sewing machine, and like probably a lot of people in the group during the pandemic, that was used to make scrubs and scrubs bags and so on. I think that was something that a lot of people who sew looked at what they could do to help from that point of view. So.